The decisions they make influence sports in Arizona now and in the future. Every move they make is news. Doug and Wolf bring you Newsmakers Week 2018, presented by Copper Point Insurance. Get to the point. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
So earlier this morning, Michael Bidwell, president of the Suns, Jay Triano, head coach of the Suns, Jerry Colangelo of about five different titles, Herm Edwards, head coach of Arizona State, and now wrapping up day two of Newsmakers Week is Jim Pittman. He is the general manager of the Phoenix Mercury. Jim, good morning. How's your life? I already asked you, what did you want to be when you grew up? And you said, well, that's a good question. So how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You can join us.
Doggone it. You know what? You leave your microphone off so many times. It's not even funny. Don't get me started.
That's true.
Sorry about that, Jimmy. That outburst right there. Tell us a little bit about the Phoenix Mercury.
Well, Wolf, we're in the middle of putting together our team for this season. Where a free agency started on February 1st. We were able to add Sancho Little on the first day, who's a six-time either first or second team all-defensive player in the WNBA. Really excited about that, shoring up our power forward position. But when you talk about the Phoenix Mercury, you really talk about Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner. And we have two of the greatest players in the league, in the world. Diana Taurasi coming back for her 14th season. She's only 4 3-pointers away from 1,000 for her career. She's going to do it in less than 400 games. And to put that in perspective, there's only 3 NBA players who have done it in fewer games, and that's Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Damian Lillard. So that says something about what she can do with the basketball. And then Brittany Griner is really poised to be the MVP of the league this year. She's really coming into her prime. And we're really looking forward to what we have with the group that's coming back. You know, we've been in the Final Four of the WNBA the last 5 years, 9 of the last 11. We've won 3 championships. We're bringing back that core group from last year that made it to the Final Four, but adding Sancho Little. And a little later today, we'll have an announcement about the return of Dawana Bonner. So we're really excited about
that. Wow.
We're bringing in a group that we think can compete, and ultimately that's the goal here with the Mercury, is to win championships. That's what we're here to do, and we think we have a chance.
Do you want the update sounder? Was that, did you just give it? I mean, Craig Grealoux's walking around. You just scooped Craig Grealoux on there. So from what you feel comfortable telling us, what's the Bonner announcement?
Stay tuned till about noon today. We'll have an announcement for you.
Jim Pittman is the general manager of the Phoenix Mercury. And I'm assuming, I should have asked you this beforehand, but I didn't. Still CFO of the Suns themselves.
Absolutely.
So you do both sides. When you're looking at the Phoenix Mercury and you're looking at this team, are the Mercury at the point where it's failure if you don't win a championship? Is it, hey, just get to the finals and we're okay? And I don't want to say you're satisfied with that, but the bar has been raised. So what is the line for success and failure?
Look, our goal every year is to win. We're here to win championships. Now, having said that, there's 11 other teams that are trying to win also, and two in particular, Minnesota and Los Angeles, who we've been competing with head-to-head for the last 5 years. We're all there at that point where we're really trying to win a title now, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that we have the players around Diana and BG to make sure that we can compete with the best of the teams in the WNBA and win. And that's, like I said, that's our ultimate goal.
Jimmy, what are the biggest challenges that faces the league, the WNBA, going forward?
Well, it's always about awareness. I think anybody that comes and watches our games, I know we were talking with Herm Edwards here right as we were before we came on with my segment, about how well the WNBA game, women's basketball,
is. He's a big fan.
He's a big fan, and he was talking about how great it is to come and watch the women play, because they play basketball the right way with player
team
movement
basketball.
And ball movement.
Yes.
Making the right pass, making the cut, playing defense. He's very passionate about that. He's passionate about most everything.
Yeah.
But he's absolutely right, and that's, I think, For us, it's getting people out there to see how good a product that we have. We continue to be in Phoenix a very strong leader in the WNBA. We're always in the first or second place as far as attendance goes, and we don't see that changing. Phoenix is a great market for the W, but we need to continue to grow that nationally, and I think that's our biggest challenge right now.
If you don't know what Jim Pittman was referring to, Herm Edwards, while leaving studios, started talking about the Mercury and started complaining about male defense. So the men, they don't play defense. They don't play defense at all. Now the women, they're playing defense. They're right there. It was just fantastic energy from Herm Edwards out of nowhere.
That's not bad. Actually, that was
pretty
bad.
Good.
Yeah. That's kind of what Herm sounded like. It was fantastic energy from Herm Edwards. They're talking about the WNBA, and Jim, you immediately invited him out. What about support from – one of the things that interests me, I don't know if you have any theories on this, Russian women's basketball, Eastern European women's basketball, frighteningly popular. I mean, they go crazy. And of course, I remember a couple of years ago where Diana decided, you know what, it's better for me to spend the entire offseason getting ready for my Russian season. And I know most of the women play overseas in the other part of the year. Why is it so much more, if it is more, and I could be wrong, popular in Europe, at least financially, than it is right now in the United States?
You know, I think there's a
and
couple,
am I wrong to ask
there's
that?
A couple of theories about that. I don't know that you're wrong to ask that, but I don't know that you are quite right in your analysis. There are a few teams in Europe where the teams and their fans are very passionate and the fan bases are incredible. I don't know that it's any more popular in Europe than it is in the U.S. The WNBA is the greatest women's league in the world, bar none. Teams in Europe, there are two or three teams that do pay really, really well. Their owners are billionaires, and they use it as an advertising mechanism for their companies or as a perk for their employees, and they want to win. And it's no different than sports owners in the U.S. If you own a team, you want to win, and you're going to do what you can. They aren't limited by salary caps over there, and if they have the money, they're going to spend it. And you know their fans get behind that. But I will tell you, without a doubt, the WNBA is the best league in the world, has the greatest athletes, the greatest players, and that's why everyone wants to play, whether you're an American or a Russian or a Spaniard, you want to play in the WNBA, and you see a lot of international influence coming back into the W.
Good answer, because I admit my question was based on player salaries, and I could see, okay, that's a lot higher than the WNBA is paying, but I had no idea about attendance or television ratings or things like that. Jim Pittman is the general manager of the Phoenix Mercury, the CFO of the Phoenix Suns. Last question is, you've got a bunch of fans listening right now. What do you want them to know about the Phoenix Mercury?
Well, look, we're going to be really competitive this year, but what I really want you to take away from this is please come and watch. I think once you've seen us play, you'll be hooked. We do have an incredible fan base. Our X Factor is the best fan base in the WNBA, and you know a lot of people say that, but in this case, it's true. The Fry's Food Store's opening night is Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. That's our home opener. We're actually kicking off the season for the WNBA. That's the first night of the league, and it's the only game that night, so we're really excited about that. We want to obviously have a great showing for the league and show what Phoenix fans are all about, and we'd love to have everyone there.
Jimmy, thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time, and good luck to you. God bless. Hey,
thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Jim Pittman live in studio joining us for Newsmakers Week 2018.